developed this relationship with Iceland, quite specifically. I mean, you've been on residencies there.
Iceland is somewhere that I always felt a connection with, even far before I had ever gone there. And I stepped off the plane the first time that I went there, and I felt already a deep connection to the place, that it was something that almost came from a dream. But also it did remind me of where I come from, that sense of openness and really wide landscape, which you get in the more rural parts of Iceland.
When you've been talking about Iceland, it often feels that it's deeper than that, that it's a home from home, that it's calling you, whether it's lost DNA or it's ethereal, but that your affinity with it is, it seems not just landscape, but there's an oral connection. And you've composed work now using the Icelandic language.
That's right. I've always loved the sound of Icelandic as a language. There's something, I can't even describe it, there's something very kind of otherworldly about the sound of it. And I think coming back to years ago of listening to music like the Cocteau Twins and Elizabeth Fraser, who would sing in a way that is very difficult to understand as English, because it's not. And she's picking out words and she's improvising her own vocalizations. And the first time I think I heard Icelandic, it felt like that to me, because I wasn't able to necessarily understand it very clearly, but I just felt immediately drawn to it. And I've since used it in different choral pieces and in smaller vocal pieces as well.
And in a sense, that connection between place, sound and language, it's really interesting, because it brings us into the fact that even when I'm listening to your pieces and those voices singing in Icelandic, it doesn't seem to bother me that I can't understand it. It's an experience which goes way beyond comprehension.
I know, that's right. I mean, I remember years ago, I think one of the first pieces I wrote using Icelandic text was called Fall Approaches, or Haustid Nalgast, which is the Icelandic. And it's all about darkness coming, so waiting for winter, and then you're sort of knowing that you're not going to see much sunlight, and this kind of sense of despair almost, but then a sense of hope that you will emerge out of this darkness again. And I was working on ideas for the piece before I had a translation of the text. I just had the Icelandic of it, and I was just working out little sections of it. And even though I didn't understand what the meaning of it was, I always had to write it in the dark. I always had to write it at night. It just felt like any time I started to try and write it in the daytime, it just wouldn't happen. It would never work. And there was something about being drawn into that sense of winter or that sense of night that really carried through the composing of that whole piece. And once I finally got the full translation, I was like, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. It was like the piece was leading me by the hand and telling me, you need to work on this in the nighttime. And it was the sense of kind of a nocturnal energy that it brought.